gift.
And by Avir Es Hanochel, they passed over the Nachal by Avir Es Hashelo. So what did he take? He took everything that he had. He took them. I think them means the animal, his family, and the gifts. Vayavirim es hanachal. He passed over the nachal. There was a wadi. Vayaver es asher lo. There appears to be a little bit of repetition over here. Let's see what it says here. Targum u de vorinun. Dvar. Dvar always means we had this already so many times. It means that he guided them. He led them. Which is a very interesting thing over here. Does not mean the Targum over here is not translating the word literally that he took, but rather he's translating the word that he guided. He was a guide, a tour guide. Ve'aborinun yos nachlo. He passed over his possessions. Va'abar yos delay everything that he owns. Rashi here says, Esa shalo habehima v'hamataltalim. He took the animals, v'hamataltalim. Osa atzmai ki gashor, like a bridge. Noitel mikan umaniach kan. He took from one side and took to the other side. So it would appear from Rashi over here learns, Rashi's coming to come try to explain what's the repetition. Vayikochem vayavirem. Vayavirem means he caused them to pass. Es hanochel vayaver es asher lo. I don't know, it doesn't really explain the repetition, but es asher lo, all Rashi over here says that the Yaakovinu, it sounds like that this wadi was very, very small, it was very, very narrow. And therefore Yaakov, he stood in the water. It was not over his head. And he picked up everything from one side and he passed it over to the other side. That's what it seems to say over here. Es asher lo, habehema, v'hamataltalin, the animal and his possessions. Also asma, he made himself like kigashor, like a bridge. What does it mean like a bridge? Noitel mikan umaniach kan. He takes from over here and he passed over here. He picked up this animal, he passed it over. Picked up the next animal. He picked up his children. Maybe he picked up his wives. He picked them up and he brought them from one side to the other. Is there any deek there over here that the Targum disagrees with Rashi? It says that Udivorinun, he guided Va'aborinun Yosnachla, and he crossed over. I don't know. I don't know if there's any real deek over here in the Rashi between Rashi and Uncleus. In Parashas over here in the Ma'at, sorry, and Perek Lamed Gimel Pasuk Chav Dalet, Lamed Gimel Pasuk Chav Dalet. See over here, Rashi over here, says it over here. Let's see. It's Perek Chav Beis. I'm sorry. Lamed Beis. Lamed Beis Pasuk Chav Gimel. What does it say over here in the Atzari? Chav Dalid. Udvar Hanhaga Lechino. Doesn't really say anything over here that I'm aware of. No, there's no commentary here at all. Okay, now we go to the next.
Rabbi. Yes.
Yes.
To my mind came. Yaakov was very concerned about his wife and children.
Yes.
He divided them. So I would think this. I would connect this pasuk to that one.
Okay.
So he took the children and the wife. He passed across first, and then he passed over. He then crossed over his possessions.
So what are you trying to say? Vayikochem.
I was saying that he. This passage says that he crossed over his children, his wives, and then when everything was okay, he crossed over his possessions.
Are you saying Vayichim means the first of the children? You think the first part of the passage is wife and children, and then Vayavar is his possessions. Okay, very good. First he took his wife and children. That's the first part. Vayikochem, he took them, his wife and his children. Vayavirim es hanochel, he guided them. They walked themselves through the water. They can walk themselves. And then, when they were safely on the other side of the river, then he passed over all of the animals. Vayaver es hashalom. Okay, very good.
Because in the prior passage, he was very concerned about them.
Correct. It makes a lot of sense because now, like we see what the Targum over here says for the word Vayikochem means u
devorinun. He guided them.
He guided. That's for human beings. You guide human beings. Ve'aborinun yosnachala, and he caused them, he guided them, and he caused them to cross over the Nachal, the stream. Then the Abar Yos delay the possessions. And Rashi as Asher Lo, Rashi like exactly what you said. Habehema Bahamataltalim. The animals, not the people. The people was the beginning of the pasuk. Vayekuchim vayavim es anochem the people. Then vayaver es asher lo es asher lo. This refers to habehim v'amataklim os asim kegesher. That was separate. Excellent. Okay. Now vayivos so Yaakov luada. This is a very famous pasuk. Yaakov was now all alone. He was now all alone. Vayiovik ish imoy ad alois hashochem. Why was Yaakov all alone? Didn't Yaakov already bring everything over to the other side? How did it come about that Yaakov was all alone? Let's first see the Targum. Targum says, V'ish do'ar Yaakov bilcho dohi. Yaakov was all alone. V'ishtadel gavra. So here's a very interesting word, V'ishtadel. A person was tried. The word V'ishtadel, hishtadlus. You do your hishtadlus. And here it says, Vayeovik. Vayeovik, we like to translate over here in the English, it says wrestled. Wrestle, but over here he's translating over here, he did his ishtadlus. We have to see what that means over here. The ishtadel gavra, a man, imei with him, ad until the slake tzafra, until the morning went up. It's a very vague targum. Let's first see Rashi, then we'll go back. Rashi says, vayivosa Yaakov, how did it come about that Yaakov was all alone? So Rashi answers, shochach pachim kitanim v'chozar alehem. Rashi here adds in something that does not say in the pasuk. The way it came about that he was all alone, he went back. He went back to the other side of the Nachal. At this point, already his family and all of his possessions were on the other side. He returned to his original location. Why? He forgot pachim kitanim, small little containers. Now, first of all, it's a very big chiddush to say that Yaakov Avinu would forget. People that are brilliant people don't forget. How could it even be that Yaakov Avinu forgot something? You never say about a person today who you respect as being the Gadol Hadar, he forgot. And look at this, Yaakov Avinu forgot. What did he forget? He forgot a couple of plastic bottles of soda. Why? He wanted to get the deposit. He wanted to bring it back to the store and get the 5-cent deposit back from the supermarket. He's so stingy. Yaakov Avinu, a few cents make a difference. A Chazal tell us, because Yaakov Avinu, Tzadikim, every single penny that they earn with honesty. Every single penny they have, every nickel, came about through hard work, through emes. And it's right, even 5 cents. It's not the money. Yaakov Avinu must have been a multimillionaire. But every penny was an expression, an exercise in emes, honesty, integrity, proper, upright, ethical conduct. So it was worth it for him to go back, even for 5 cents, because that 5 cents represented his Olam Haba. I earned that 5 cents with honesty. I didn't steal anything. Everything was done fair and square. Okay, that's a little bit. That needs a little bit more of an explanation. Now, next words of Rashi, Vayavik Ish Imo, he wrestled. So what does this mean? Menachem Perish. Menachem, one of Rashi's friends, a grammarian, he explained, Vayis Aper Ish. The word vayisaper is ofor, dust. L'shoim ovok. What does that mean? Shohayu ma'alim ofor b'raglihem ayidei ni nu'on. That when they moved around, when they were fighting, when they were resting upon earth, and by stamping upon the ground, dust ascended. The li nira, Rashi disagrees, shu l'shoim vayiskasher. The word vayavek means to connect. To connect, the kesher. The Loshan Aramihu, it's an Aramaic word, Bosar da Aviku Bey, it means you connect it. The Avek Le Ma Mevak. Okay, the Loshan Aniva, it also means Loshan of to weave, to make a braid. When you braid, you are bringing together different items into one unit. Shkinderech Shnayim Shemis Atzmim Lahapil Ish Esrei. When two people are trying to prevail, to strengthen themselves, and to push down their friend, shechoivkoi, one person embraces the oivkoi bizroi oisav, and is oivek, is mekasher, connects himself with his arms, uperishu rabbeinu seinu zechon l'vracha shu soroi shel esav. This was not a real person. This was the Tsar. This was the ministering angel. This was the advocate, whatever this was of Esav. This was the in Shemayim, every nation, every person has an advocate. This was the advocate of Esav, the angel of Esav that he was fighting with. So Rashi here says a whole many, many things. So first of all, Vayivasa Yaakov means he tells us how was he alone. He went backwards to retrieve the Pachan Ketan. Number two, Vayivavik Ish. Rashi is giving us over here at least two perushim. It means, number one, dust, afar. The word Vayavik is avok. Avok. Avok is the same as Efer. V'yanoichi afar ve'efer. Ash, or really, I mean, dust. They were fighting, they were standing on the ground, and that caused dust to rise. And the second interpretation means it was kishu. It means there was a band. To the observer, it looked like there's really one person. They're wrestling, they're fighting, they're struggling. Each one is on top of the other person's body. They're holding on to each other. They're holding on in a violent way. They're trying to overpower one another. But to an observer, to an outsider, it looks like that they are mikushar. They are tied together. And it comes from the word kesher, lashon arami, lashon aniva, vayeovek, lashon aniva. And that's what it means. And then the last yisod of Rashi is that this was not a real person. This was the Tsar shel Esav. Now, with all of that interpretation, let's go back and look at the Targum again. The Targum says, V'ishto ar Yaakov bilcho dohi. Yaakov remained all alone. V'ishtadel gavra. Ime ad dislik tzafra. Now, there's a lot going on over here in this time. First of all, the Targum over here says, Ish. He calls him a gavra. He does not give away any hint in the Targum that this was a malach. Who said it was a malach? We've been taught in kindergarten that it was a malach, the Tsar shel Esav. Maybe not. Maybe there are other commentators that learned that it was a person. There was a person there. Well, it can't be, because from the context of the story later on, Borcheni, Lomazata Tisha Lushrivu, that's not really correct. But over here, the Targum translates the word Gavra and V'ishtadel. That's very, very interesting. So now, let me go to the Ma'at, sorry. There's no doubt he's going to have over here a very long parish over here and what this means. Perik lamed vav pasuk chaf hey vayivaser ishtadal. Sure enough, have over here a very long commentary on what this means. So I'm going to read to you, okay? I'm going to read to you slowly what he says over here because it's very, very important. The ishtadal kavanosai his aseg v'nilcham. So we know that. We know that what ishtadal means to be busy. Busy. According to the Targum, I hope you're not going to be insulted. I'm going to be putting you on mute because there's some noise coming from your system. Now, the ishtadel over here means that he was busy. He was very busy. The malach vayeovek ish imo. He was busy with him. Meir, you're in the dark background. Oh, now there's light. Vayehi ar. You're on mute. I can't hear you.
I'm quiet like a mouse.
I don't know why. There was this sound coming. I don't know. I do not know why. Let's go further. Maybe the phone.
Only time I hear my fridge working.
I don't know. Maybe there's an owl. There's
all right.
It's fine now. Now we can leave it on. It's good now. No, you can put it back on. You could put on the camera also. Chayiv al the lirois pnei rabbi. You're on mute. You can take off the mute. Okay, the Tar over here, the Ma'at, sorry, says the Ishtadal. The Ishtadal means that he was busy. His Asik Vinilach. Now, I'm reading over here. You don't have this. I'm reading over here what it says in the commentary. The commentary on Targum Unculus. And he says here, Kos of Haramban, Yitochein, it's very possible, Shevayeovek hu Vayichabek. Vegam the Ishtadel hu Lushoin Chibuk. Sherei Kain Tirgum Vichi Yifateh. Are ye shadel ki hachibuk v'hanishuk hein derech hapitui. Woo! He says some shocking things here. The Ramban says the translation of the word vaye oveik means to embrace, to hug, to give someone a bear hug. How do you know that? Now, this is an incredible thing because it says ish ki yifateh. It says in Parshas Kisei, so get a load of this. If a man will attempt to seduce a woman. So look what the Ramban says. The Ramban over here, I don't know if he's saying it right, Rabbeinu Bachya, is that when a man seduces a woman, he hugs her. He hugs her and he kisses her. The translation of pitui, v'chi yifateh, if a man attempts to seduce, is the same translation that we have over here. There it means also ishtadel. The targum there on the pasuk of pitui, of an attempt of a man to seduce a woman, translates the word
of... You froze.
Do you hear me now? Am I back now? Am I frozen? Rabbi Lazer says I'm good. He says that I'm good. I'm not frozen. This is a shocking thing. They're not going to teach this to anyone in Yeshiv Katan. I have no doubt about that. It says in the parasha, V'chi yifate ish isha, if a man will attempt to seduce a woman. So there are different scenarios. There's a married woman and there's an unmarried woman. And there are different situations. If the woman was a willing partner or she was done against her will. And there the Targum translates the word yifate the same way he translates the word here, vaye ovek. So that means that there is a relationship between the word vaye ovek and the word pitui, to seduce. And what is the relationship? Both of these mean to embrace, to hug. When a man seduces a woman, what does that mean? I always thought it meant that he talks to her, that he sweet talks her. The Targum over here, he says, no, it means he actually is physical contact. Physical contact, which leads to even more physical contact. That's very interesting. And here as well, when the Malach, the Sar Shalesov, he was embracing Yaakov. So we have now over here so far already three translations for the word, even more maybe. We have a whole number of translations, like we learned yesterday, we had all these translations yesterday. Now we have here also many translations for the word.
You disappeared and come back?
No, I did not. You disappeared. I think your connection, your internet connection may be weak. It could be that you have, is that a possibility that where you're located, you have a weak internet connection? You should be able to tap in next door to you, the Vialopol. They must have a Wi-Fi in Vialopol.
Yeah, but I didn't ask him. I have to ask them for it.
Can you see their connection on your phone, the Vialopol connection?
Do I see it? I have to do network, right?
No, you go to Wi-Fi. You just go. Okay. See, I'll show you tomorrow how to do it. You see, they probably have a good Wi-Fi in Vialopol. Or you know what? Probably there's some kids there. Some of the boys there have smartphones, and you can link. You can go off them. In any event, here we have already a whole number of translations. Vaye ovek. Either it means dust, or it means a kesher. A kesher means a band. What do we say? It means he hides it to mean vayiskasher, like a band. They banded. And now we're coming to another, and he the Rashi also shechoyfkoi. The oivkoi bizroi oisa. It's pretty similar. A band, a kesher. And according to the Targum says hishtadel. And the word hishtadel literally means to be busy. But he's telling us the word hishtadel really means to embrace. He gave him a bear hug. He gave the Sar Shel Esav, gave him a bear hug to the point where he tried to kill him. And he goes on to say, Okay, then he goes on there and said, maybe not. Maybe when the Targum over here says, Ishtadel means you do what you need to do. In every situation, it's all relative. Over here, it doesn't tell us maybe exactly the point. It's not telling us exactly what he tried to do. Okay, then he goes further. He says over here, Kosa b'Sefer HaTishbi. You know what Sefer HaTishbi is? You know, some say that Sefer HaTishbi is Rashi. There's a saying called Sefer HaTishbi. Some argue Sefer HaTishbi is a pen name for Rashi. Rashi wrote other books. Okay, there's Machzor Vitri. What's Machzor Vitri? It's on the Siddur. Did Rashi write this? Or some say, well, his Talmidim, his students, wrote it for him. Who composed the Av Harachamim? When we recite every single Shabbos, Av Harachamim, Sheikhein, Bamremim, Ham, Tsein, Menuchon, that's the Kalmoli. The Av Harachamim, all mixed up. On Shabbos Kodesh, the Nusach of the Av Harachamim, some argue Rashi composed the Av Harachamim. Or if not Rashi, it was Rashi's Bezdin. Rashi was prolific, not just in his commentary. So Sefer HaTishvi, Sefer HaTishvi, some say his name is Rashi, what does it say over there? L'shoyin hishtadlus v'divar ha-besenu bo'tomid b'hispo'el v'hu inin charitzus u'shekida. What does that mean? V'yesh v'loshon zeh ha-choyros pitui v'hasata k'mo ki'ifat ish she'targumoy. So what does he mean over here to say? It means shkeda, it means diligence. The word hishtadel, according to what it says over here, is it has a connotation that it was done with alacrity, diligence. It was done swiftly. It was done with a lot of effort. It wasn't just, you know, the Sar Shel Esav didn't just lie back on a reclining chair and do this. He fought against Yaakov with all of his might. Okay. Let's now go further to the next pasuk. Vayar ki lo yocholo. The Sar Shel Esav saw that he's unsuccessful. So what did he do? Vayiga, he touched. Bechaf yirechoy. He touched on the calf of the erech, the edge of the thigh. Vateka, what does it mean, the word vateka? It was dislodged. Kaf yerech Yaakov, the thigh of Yaakov, behe of Ko'imo, when he wrestled with him, the same thing we had before. So let's see first the Targum. Targum over here says, Vachazo adei lo yochile, the Sar Shel Esav saw that he was unable to overcome Yaakov. So what did he do? Ukerev. Now here, the Targum over here in this screen, he's adding words, injecting words that do not appear. Ukerev bifse yarche. The kaf. What is the kaf? The kaf is the side of the thigh. It's like the side. Okay, he translates the word bifse yarche. The za means it moved. Za means it shook. Pesei Yarchad Yaakov beishtadolusei ime. Again, the same word, beishtadlus. When he was busy with Yaakov Avinu. Now, what exactly does this little bit of Rashi? Rashi says over here, Vayigam Chavi Reichoi, Kulis Hayorech, Hatakua Bikalbusis, Korui is called Kaf. Okay, the Kulis Hayorech, I think, which means the end of the lower portion that is inserted into the socket of the upper. So you have over here the part of the leg that is above the knee. There's a bone. That bone is connected into the hip. There's a joint. The end of the bone above the bone above the knee is connected into a socket along the thigh. I don't know what all the English words are on the anatomy books, what this means exactly, but there's a bone, and that bone was inserted into the hip. And again, the kulis hayarech, it's the name of a bone. It is hatakua. It is inserted, bikal busis, into a socket above, in the hip area. Karui, that area is called the kaf. Al shem shahabosor shalecha kimin kaf shel kedera, a spoon. It's called a kaf. That socket is called a kaf because there is flesh. There is basar on top of that socket. And that basar looks like a spoon, a ladle. A ladle that you put into a pot. More than that, I don't know. Vateka, it was dislodged. Nisgak'o mimekoim machbarta. It was dislodged from the location of where it was inserted. V'demoloi pen teka nafshi mimech, my neshama should not be disconnected from you. L'shoin hasara, on the Mishnah, lekakeya beitzason. What does this mean, beitzason? L'shoresh shor shehen, means to uproot. Whatever the context, I don't know what the context over here is, But it means that Rashi, over here, Rashi, what is he Rashi teaching us? Rashi is teaching us over here, we have over here, that what is the kafa yerech? The kafa yerech is the hip. The bone of the upper portion of the leg is inserted into the hip, and that was dislodged. Now that's not permanent damage. That can be repaired. That can be repaired. It just needs to be put back in its socket. I mean, obviously it depends. If there's cartilage, if there's muscle that has been ripped, then obviously, you know, you have to go speak to, you know, a doctor. But it's saying it would appear from a very, you know, very abstract analysis that this is not permanent damage. And indeed, it's important to know this, because Rashi is foreshadowing when it says that later in the parasha, Vayovo Yaakov Sholem. Yaakov was healed. So you have to ask the question, was he healed L'malo Miderech HaTeva, or was he healed Al Derech HaTeva? Yaakov limped. Why did he limp? Because it was dislodged. So what do you do when there's a bone that's dislodged? There are specialists, there are doctors who know how all the pieces fit back together, and they turn and twist, and they put the bone back in its socket. So Yaakov, when this episode was over, he was limping, and he needed some help. He went to a doctor, or maybe he did it himself, or maybe he needed his wife or his children to bang him the right way, to give him a zetz the right way, to put the bone back in its socket. It would not necessarily appear that he was healed miraculously. Okay, so it's v'niskako mimukoy machbarto. He was dislodged from its location. Okay, so therefore, fine. Now, let's go back now, take a look at what it says in the Unkelus. Unkelus says, v'chazo arei lo yochel leyukrav bepase yarche. Okay, so he saw that he was unable to overcome him, and he came near to the pase yarche. What do those words mean? So here we go in what it says over here, in the Ma'at Sari. Ma'at Sari says, Yochel hav, okay, b'pasei, b'roichav, the width. That's all he says here. He says over here, in the width, v'zah tenuah, he shook. That's it. All he says. All he says. So we'll read it one more time. V'chazo arei lo yochile. Yochil means to overcome him. That also needs to perish. Ukarev, he came near. Now also, what does it mean? Vayiga means he came near. He came near. We like to translate the word vayiga means that he touched. He put his hand, he did damage. He doesn't say that. He doesn't say, he says, Vayiga, the Targum has a much more literal translation. He came near to the Paseyarche, the width of his thigh. What does that mean? Vizah, when he did that, when he came near in his vicinity, it shook the Paseyarche, the side of his thigh. The Yaakov be ishta delusa imei. According now, you have to remember this is the Sar Shel Esav. This is not a human being. This is an angel. Time over here doesn't say over here that he actually touched him. He came near him, and by coming near him, maybe he frightened him, and caused that his bone, his thigh, it shook. It shook in this event, in this hishtadlus, according to the Targum. Doesn't appear over here that Rashi and the Unkelus agree on exactly what this means. We are, of course, much, much more used to what Rashi says, is that it almost sounds like we're making the Malach, according to the way we've always been taught, into a human being. When we've been told this pasuk, look, there was dust. If there was dust, that means they were standing on the ground. There was some physical element. And the Malach, he put his hand into that area and he caused the bone to be dislodged. It sounds to me like it was a human being. A human being, it sounds like you're telling me it was a Malach, but it was a Malach that dressed himself, a Malach that enveloped himself in a guf, in the body, a physical body, to have the power, the ability to put his hand into that area of his body and to cause the bone to be dislodged. But the Targum doesn't really say any of that. The Targum says that this angel came near him. An angel is not a physical being. It says, Vayiga, he came near him. And when the Malach came close to Yaakov, Yaakov shook, I guess out of fear. And that involuntary shaking caused his bone to be dislodged from its socket. He came near the width of his body. So who did it? Yaakov, according to the Targum, Yaakov did it to himself. He brought the harm, the damage upon himself, not the Malach. He did it to himself. That's what it would appear from the Targum. Okay, let's go to the next pasuk. The next pasuk says, "Vayomer, Vayomer Shalchim." The Malach said to Yaakov, "Send me." Why? Ki Allah Hashochar, because it's morning. The Shochar, the morning star, has risen, and we know from Rashi, I have to sing Shira. Vayomer Yaakov says, "No, Loi Ashalech, I will not send you ki in Berachtoni until you bless me." So let's see over here. The first Targum. Targum says, "Vamar Shalchini Ade Silik Tzafra." The morning has ascended. V'amar lo ashal chinoch, I will not send you. Elohein bot, Elohein means bot. Ki'im bot berachtani, unless Elohein, you bless me. What does Rashi say? Rashi says, Kilo hashochar v'tzoch ani lemar shira b'yayim. The Malach, it's my day to say shira. Berachtani, hoideli, what is the bracha? So Rashi has an elaboration. The bracha is Hoidali al habracha sheberchani avi sheesav me'arer alehen. I want admission. I want you to concede. It almost sounds like it's an election, right? We have all these elections today, and then there's a sore loser. And the question is, does the loser, will he concede? Will he acknowledge that someone else won a seat? Will a what was the guy who won in New Jersey? A truck driver? A truck driver, he won over someone there, and the loser didn't want to give in. How could it possibly be such a thing that a truck driver, beat me? He only spent on his campaign a few thousand dollars, and I spent on my campaign millions of dollars. How could it possibly be? He didn't want to concede. So we hear Yaakov, you know, we're still into the Malach. I want you to be moide hoidoli al abrocha sheberchani avit she'esav me'ar alei. I want you to acknowledge that they're my blessings. Now let me go over here to the Ma'atzari. And the Ma'atzari in this pasuk says, Elohein means bot, bor berachtani, okay, to bless me. No, it doesn't say much. Okay, let's go to the next pasuk. Vayoy Mary love mashmechos. Now the Malach, okay, I'll give you a blessing. What's the blessing? First, I need to know your name. Vayomer Elov Mashemech Vayomer Yaakov. Isn't that strange? The Malach is fighting with him the whole night, and he doesn't even know who he's fighting with. He asks him, "What's your name?" Vayomer Elov Mashemech Vayomer Yaakov. There's no Rashi. Targum says Vamar Lema Shemach Vamar Yaakov. Pasuk Chavtes Vayomer Lo Yaakov Yeomer Oid Shemcha. My bracha to you is your name is no longer Yaakov. Ki Im Yisrael. Why? Because the word Yisrael means to prevail. Ki sodiso im Elohim v'im anoshim v'atuchol, because you have striven. Sodiso. We have to see what this means. You have striven with Elohim v'im anoshim. What's this over here? D. What's this over here? Minus D. What's this? I don't know what this over here. We really have letters over here. K. Yeah, over here. Other things over here. New things over here. Whatever this means. Ki sorisa in Elohim v'manashim v'atuchol. Let's see the Targum. Targum over here says, V'amar lo Yaakov yis'omar oid shemach Elohein bat Yisrael arei. Now here you notice this in bold, because this is something which is not literal. Rav rivas kodom Hashem v'im guvraya v'cholta. Now, the word kodom is not a chiddush. This we already know 100 times. The Targum will never ever translate Hashem literally. Whenever it says Hashem, it means before Hashem. The Targum is always in the business of creating a distance, a gap, a separation between man and Hashem. So that's not a kasha. But what's it mean, Rav Rivas? Rav Rivas means you have He's using the word ravervas as a translation for the word sorisa. Now, in the English, which I don't take this too seriously, in the English, it says here you have striven. Okay, you have striven. And what does striven mean? Hebrew, sarisa, connected with the first part of Israel, with or Elohim, with the second part of Israel and Melech. I don't even know what he means over here. But you have striven, ki sarisa, you have striven, im Elohim, v'im anoshim batuchal. Again, striven means, what does it mean, sarisa? Rav rivas, which apparently means to quarrel. Riv, if there is a dispute between two people, ki there's a quarrel. Let's see Rashi, then we'll come back. Rashi says, Lo Yaakov, no more Lo Yomer od shabroches bo lucha be'okva urmira. This is very, very important. See, to read the Rashi very carefully, because we typically don't do this. We typically don't appreciate the correct translation. This Rashi of Lo Yaakov can only be appreciated when you appreciate what Rashi said, ki im berachtani. Right, in this Rashi, back in Pasuk of Zayin, what did it say? I'm not letting you go until you bless me. What's the blessing? So if you don't read Rashi, what do you think? It means I want you to give me money, give me a bracha for parnasa, for kavod, for good health.
Berachtani is lashon avar. Here he's translating on your thing. Lashon hi.
Asid.
Bless me. You bless me. Berachtani, according to Atzro, says you have blessed me. Past tense.
So that's maybe what Rashi is coming to allude to. Rashi over here says, I want you to admit.
It's a translation of the sheep, Rabbi. Up here says present or future. You bless me, not blessed. B-L-E-S-S-E.
Okay, we said many of them. The translation over here, do not be concerned with. Don't take what it says here. This is we found here in this translation many, many major issues. This translation over here is just like I don't even know what it is. Okay, we can use it to help us a little bit, but I'm not using this website for the English translation because it's totally inaccurate. We're learning here Rashi and Unkelus trying to figure out how they translate the word. So you're making an excellent point. The word ki im berachtani, you have blessed me. It doesn't make sense in this context, at least literally. So therefore, that's exactly what was bothering Rashi. And that's why Rashi, I'm not asking you for new blessings. I'm asking you to acknowledge that the old blessings are legitimate. Rashi says in this passage, ki berachtani, hoidei hodash, vi hoda li al habrochos, admit that the blessings that I have received in the past, sheberchani avi, that my father blessed me, admit to me that they're legitimate. She'esa, because you, the guardian angel of Esav, and you're the one that who you represent, does not agree. He's of the opinion that the blessings that I have received are illegitimate. I want you to acknowledge, to concede that the blessings are legitimate. So therefore, it makes sense why it says berachtani in the past tense. I'm not asking you for something new. I'm asking you to acknowledge the old blessings. Now, if you'll go back, now once we're on this, I want to hold my thought. Now, once we appreciate this, what Rashi says over here, we can then continue and understand what it says, the blessing. So now, here's the problem. So, the angel does indeed bless Yaakov. And what is the blessing? The blessing is that your name is no longer Yaakov, your name is Yisrael. How is changing Yaakov's name from Yaakov to Yisrael an acknowledgement that the blessings that you have received from your father are legitimate? What does a change of name have anything to do with the request that Yaakov made from the Sar Shel Esav? Rashi answers and explains. Because the word Yaakov means conceit. It means deception. Which means that the blessings came to you through deception. We're no longer going to refer to Yaakov as a person of deception. The blessings have come to you legitimately. And that will be captured in your name. The bracha of the Sar Shel Esav is a response to Yaakov's request. Rashi. Lo Yaakov. Lo Ye Omer.
But now we have the age old question.
Hey, listen to Rashi.
We continue to call Yisrael Yaakov. We
Hashem.
Yaakov, Yisrael Yaakov, back and forth. It right. To get away from the root sherish of the word, we should, like Avraham Avinu, we should totally eliminate.
Right. Yaakov. Okay, that's a separate issue. It doesn't say anywhere in terms of lo yukor. Over here, it's only the positive. Lo Yaakov Yehomer Od only. It doesn't say, okay, that's okay. You're asking a very good question. There's a lot of Torah to answer that question. I'm running out of time. I just want to just finish up this Rashi at this point. This is a very important Rashi. Lo Yaomer Od Shehabrochos. This is Rashi Lishitosoi. What do you want? You want it, me to acknowledge? I'm acknowledging it. You know how I'm going to acknowledge it? I'm not going to call you Yaakov anymore. I'm going to call you Yisrael. Because the word Yaakov implies, connotes, that you have received your blessing through deceit, deception. I acknowledge you'll be called Yisrael. Lo Yaomer Od Shabrochis Bolucha Be'okva Urmiya. Kim Bisrara. The blessings have come to you with authority. The Gilui Ponim, revelation. And the word Yisrael is Miloshon Sirara. Authority, you deserve the blessings. The Saifcha, the end will be Shakalash Baruch Hu Nigla Elecha Beveskel, Umachlef Shimcha Vesham Hu Mevorechecha, Mevorechecha, Hashem will bless you. Vani Sham Ey, I will be there. The Oide Lecha Alehen, and I will admit, I will answer Amen to Hashem's change of name. Vizeh Shakasa Vayosar Es Malach Vayuchal, that Yaakov prevailed over the Malach. Bocha, the Malach cried. Vayischanan lo, let me go. Bocha hamalach, the malach cried. Vayischanan lo, oman ischanan lo. When did the malach go and show Yaakov Avinu chein? When did he show him? Did he supplicate before him? Beisel yimtzeenu v'sham yidaber imanu. Hashem will appear to you in Beisel. I will be there as with you. Hamtainly, wait for me. Actually, yidaber imanu sham. V'lerotze Yaakov. Yaakov says, no, I'm not waiting. I want you to acknowledge that the brachas have come to me legitimately now. Right now. He blessed him. What's the blessing? What does it mean in the pasuk? He begged him, not now. I'll admit to you later in Beisel. Yaakov said no. I'm not waiting. He did not allow. Okay, so this is a very powerful Rashi. This Rashi is coming to explain, is connected to the previous Rashi, that pasuk before, two pasuk before, where the blessing is, I want you to admit, I want you to acknowledge, and yes, I will acknowledge. I will acknowledge, but I don't want to acknowledge now. I will acknowledge later. No, I want the acknowledgement right now. And this pasuk in Hosea is interpreted and references the entire story. The angel cried, Vayosar es Malach. Yaakov Avinu, he overtook the Malach. Vayuchal, prevailed. Bocha, the angel cried, let me go. Yaakov says, no, I want you to admit. Vayischanenlo, the Malach, please, I don't want to admit now. I'll admit to you later. Yaakov said, no, you must admit now. And he did admit right now. Okay, the Iman Hashem, who the men ace of love, and Batuchol, you prevailed over them. Now here, what now over here in this Targum, go back to the time very quickly, what does the Targum say? Va'amar lo Yaakov yisam oyed shimcha alayin. Arei rav revas kadam Hashem. He's not eating this whole elaboration of the Targum, but just in the word Sarisa means to quarrel. According to Rashi, the word Sarisa means Sarara. You have received your blessing with authority. According to the Targum, that's not what it means. It means you have quarreled. A riv. In the Ma'atzari, it says Targum Loshon Akasid, Afshad Akum Chizid L'Shanet Loshon Asid. No, it doesn't really explain over here. All right. We have to stop over here. Okay, Rabbi Yisai, thank you so much for learning with me. Learned over here some very nice things. Learned things I never would have learned before. Have a wonderful evening. Be well, everyone. Good night.
Good night, Rabbi.
Good night.
Shkoyach. You hear me?
I hear you, Osno. Good evening.
I don't know what. Why do you hear sounds when I'm on?
Not anymore. In the beginning, there were sounds. Now it's good.
Now it's good. I don't know.
Maybe you were tapping me. I don't know. Whatever. You can't.
I wasn't doing anything. That was
technology. You can't. You don't know. It's always a mystery. Technology. Always strange things happen.
Yeah.
Where did the Malach hit Yaakov exactly? Where in the sciatica?
It's not so clear. Look, some want to say there's a Rishon that said that he hit him in the Bris Milah. The Makan Amila. So why then don't we eat the Gira Nosha? So what Shaykh is then, even according to Rashi, what is Rashi? Rashi doesn't say the Gira Nosha. Rashi says he hit him, Rashi makes it very clear that he hit him in where the bone enters, he dislodged the bone. The bone enters into the socket. Okay, the hip bone, whatever bone, the bone, the upper portion of the leg. In the location where it enters into its socket, it was dislodged. So what does that have to do with the Gid Hanosha? I don't know. And why, and the Targum says
maybe that's the muscle that holds the.
Okay, we have to go look at an anatomy book. Let's get the doctors and get an insight.
You need a doctor.
Rashi, the words of Rashi don't. Rashi doesn't really. Maybe Rashi later on, but the word Rashi also. What about Ungulus? Ungulus says it means the side of his thigh. The Malach came near him, didn't touch him. According to Ungulus, he didn't touch him. He came near. He came close. And Ungulus makes a lot of sense because he's dealing with a Malach. A Malach is not a human being. A Malach has no physicality. It can't go touch you. It can't go rip the bone. Out of its
but
socket.
You know what? To displace a bone, you don't have to touch. You take a bare turn, you can displace it.
So that's exactly what the Targum says. The Targum basically says that he frightened him. The Malach frightened him, and Yaakov he twisted, and he hurt himself. You give a little twist, right?
So it can be the bris.
I don't know. Rashi appears to say that it was a Malach that was in the form of a human being which had physicality, and he took his hand and he put his hand into his hip. He actually made physical contact with Yaakov and caused him physical harm. Ungulus seems to imply we're not dealing with a human being; we're dealing with an angel, and the angel scared him. He scared him in a very precise way, which caused Yaakov to twist, to turn in fear. And caused Yaakov did the damage to himself. Yaakov's hip was dislodged by his own doing because he was afraid, because of some type of a vision that he had of the Malach. He did it to himself. So in both of these cases, what then does the Gid Hanosha, this muscle, this vein, what does it have to do with this location? Obviously, it's in that vicinity. But why specifically this specific gift? I don't know. Obviously, there's much more to it than we know.
I also have a question. It says by Yaakov Loaiva, right? Go further up.
Okay.
Now, I asked you this morning when it says that the Vayolan, right, that in the beginning of the Pasha, he went to sleep.
Yeah.
Are we talking about the same day? In other words, he went to Svayalon Sham. Okay, Vayalon Sham and then Vayikach Min Abab Yod. I don't know.
What day was that? What was the calendar? What was the calendar arrangement? What day did he meet with him? By the way, what day, what was the calendar day when it says that Yaakov met Esav? That would be very important to know. What was the calendar day that Yaakov met Esav? Was it Tisha B'Av? Was it Shavas B'Tammuz? Was it Asar B'Teves? There must be a medrash. There must be a medrash that tells exactly what day of the calendar year did he meet him. So when we'll know what day of the calendar day that he met him, then we'll begin to get a better appreciation of Vayol and Balayla, Vayol and Shem Balayla, was the day before. It was the day before. Was it the night before?
What I'm saying is that's what I'm saying. It was the night before, and then he woke up in the middle of the night, or that, in other words, that you know, when he went to wrestle with the Malach.
No, that was the next night. It seems. It seems the night that he wrestled with the Malach was the next night.
Because
Vayolan Shemalilo, he went to sleep, and Vayikach, then I guess it means that the next day he took the mincha.
That was before the night. In other words, he didn't need him the next day. So Vayolan Shemalilo, and before the night, he had everything ready.
Could be, maybe.
And then he woke up in the middle of the night.
It says, there's another night.
Okay, that was that night. Okay.
Was it the same night? I don't know. So was that the same night that it was Vayolan?
Yes, so the gift one, right, in other words, the gift one on the head. That's what I'm saying. He took everything in a mincha b'yodo, right?
I don't know. It says here Vayolan Shemalai Lahu. Then it says over here Nachmal another Lina. I don't know. Is it the same? Is it different? I have no idea.
But he took that mincha, he sent it forward, and then he went to sleep, okay? And then he woke up that same night. That's what I'm trying to.
I don't know. I really don't know.
I mean, we spent two. You know, like, why is the Torah telling us that he went to sleep again? I mean, what?
Look, Avram went to the Akedah.
Okay.
Yeshiva Das. You know, you need an Ezer, you need Yeshiva Das. It's a pacha. You should make rash decisions. We know.
I understand, but I'm saying, are we talking about the same night? That night also had the wrestle with the Malach Shel Ezer. The Malach Shel Ezer went ahead of Ezer.
I don't know. I don't know the answer. By Yochum, it says already three times Lila. Vahulon Vayokam Balaila Hu. First it says Vayolon Sham. Go back. Right? Vayolon Sham Balaila. Then it says Nachal, second time. It says Vulon Balaila Hahu. And then it says Vayokam Balaila Hu. So you have three terms. There's Laila.
Yeah.
Balaila Hahu.
Twice.
And Laila Hu.
Who?
There are three nights. Three different uses of the word night. There has to be a medrash on this. It says the word Laila three times. Laila, Laila Hahu, Laila Hu.
Mm-hmm.
So what does this mean? Does it mean there were three separate nights? They're probably on Machlekes Rishon. Go look at the Mefarshim, you probably find different opinions. Was it one night? Was the process a one-day process, a two-day process, a three process? Esther says, Sumu olav yaltoch v'yaltoch dotishtu shloishes yamim laila v'yayim. So was there a three-day preparation for this meeting? But when it came to the Akedah, it was a three-day journey. And Rashi says, why was it a three-day journey? To give Avraham Avinu Yishuv Hadas. I don't know. Or maybe when it says this was over a long period of time, maybe this was over a month, maybe it was over a year. This is a long. Or they say he's coming towards you. You know, they didn't travel on private jets those days. How long does it take to travel? It's a long trip.
Okay, I don't have any problem with that. I'm just saying that.
I don't know.
There's got to be a reason why we have.
Absolutely, there's no question. That's for sure. There's a reason, but. The sequence of events obviously is deliberately vague because there are a lot of different ideas that you can learn from this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just go through all the farshim. Go through all the farshim. I'm sure we'll find you can come up with a lot of ideas. Look over here and on this thing itself. Look what we got over here. There are 24 farshim here. Okay, you have Rashi, Ibn Ezra, the Ramban. You have all these farshim over here. Just on this alone. Okay, you can imagine what if you go, you can do is look at this. Look, so many mafarshim. No, there's no end to this, and I'm sure everyone has a different take, on this.
Yeah. By the way, is this a subscription to Safari? Or
no,
anything?
No, this is free. Everything today is free.
Free Safari. I'm gonna take a look at
safari.com.
Okay. Safari.com. I'll take a look.
Safari.com. Okay. They tell me there's a lot better, but I don't have any patience to go spend the whole day looking for this. I'm already so spinned out. But they tell me there's a lot better stuff than what I'm using online. I'm used to this. I use it on my phone all the time. I use it on my phone. I use the app. So I'm just used to it. But if you go to the Play Store, there's
I have Lech Chabad Derech. It also has a lot of, but it's not, I like as an English translation.
There's so many things out there. I'm using that for Chumash Rashi. There's so many good things. Chumash Rashi. I use like an app for Chumash Rashi. It's wonderful. Just Chumash Rashi.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Then I use then for to prepare the laning. I use I have three apps. I now use one app I like very much. It's very good for Kriyas to prepare the laning.
Mm-hmm.
It's very, very helpful. Very helpful.
Yeah.
And then there, you know, there's every day something new comes out, but I can't keep up with this.
Mm-hmm.
I can't. I really can't. Everything takes an enormous amount of time to learn how to use it. You know, it's just an enormous drag on your time. All of these things. All right, I gotta run. Okay. Have a wonderful evening. Thank you for coming.
You know who I met on the bus?
Who?
The Chassidish guy.
Lobel, he's right here. He told me, Lobel, you met him. He comes to my daf yomi.
What's his name?
Yisrael Zev Lobel. Arizal. Arizal Arizal is. Wait, what's the Aleph? We call him the Arizal. Aleph is. Wait, the Rizal. Rebbe Yisrael Zev Lobel. Rizal, called the Rizal. Rebbe Yisrael Zev Lobel.
Okay, Lobel, right.
Lobel. Mila'el. It's Lobel.
Lobel. Okay.
He told me that he met you. He told me.
Okay, though.
All right, Amir.
Well, we were talking about, I'm very serious.
When's your wife coming back?
That has nothing to do with it.
It does. When your wife will come back, you're not going to have time to chug with me.
I'm going to...
You're not going to have any free time on your hands to think about these things.
I'll make your life miserable until you do it. Yeah, what's shop there? You know, big deal.
What were you saying about the nursing homes? What were you saying?
Yeah, that they, until now, they're like, yeah, now they're going to ask you if you
vaccinated?
If you're negative, that's all. You're telling you're negative, and that's it.
You lie to them.
You are negative, right?
Let me ask you a question. Should I go get, what is the goal in getting tested? Think about this. Right now, Baruch Hashem, B'li Ayin Hara, I feel fine. I don't feel any problem, right? Let's say I would go now, just for fun, to get tested, just for fun. I'll go, I want to know how many antibodies I have. So I'll go in there, they'll give me a test. It's not uncommon that the tests are false positive. It's not uncommon, right? So I'll go get a test. They'll say, oh, guess what, you're positive. So first of all, you go into the computer, and the government's going to go track you down. Okay, you're done. Once you get into the computer system there with the government, you read all the horror stories. Oh, you're now in the system. Are you vaccinated, not vaccinated?
You know what?
Yeah.
You can go tell them whatever name you want. No one checks it out.
No, they want for the insurance. Fine. Then, listen. Oh, very good.
Insurance, the government guarantees.
I don't know. Who knows? They'll ask you for your driver's license. Okay, then get a load of this. Then it's, guess what? Good news. You're positive. Really, I'm positive. Okay. Oh, you're positive. You know what that means? Every person you were in contact with, call them up and tell them they should go in quarantine for 2 weeks. Really? I should go do that. Really? And then if they're really nasty, they'll do contact tracing. They'll go take my phone and they'll track my phone and track everyone. I should go subject myself to this and for a suffix of a... Maybe I am positive. I hope not.
Most of the spreading is done in the 2 hours, the 48 hours that you first got it.
Right.
So if you don't get the results until a day later after you took it, you've already passed the 48 hours because you were asked.
But they don't care. I hear all along someone's positive.
Okay, you know what?
Quarantine.
There's a paranoia of insight, you know?
Yeah, right, exactly. So people are paranoid. People are very scared. People are very, that's the brilliance.
You know, as paranoid as people are, they're all going to take the...